Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg, recruiting and endoscopy partner on Barbara Santiago. Date of birth is 2/5/1988. Date of procedure is March 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Your referring physician is Saul Fulford. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, history of PG, comma, anemia, comma, history of gastric sleeve. Description of procedure and functional pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, tissue, malignancy, oral explant for the patient. Period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy seat, placed in the lateral position, sedated, for anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care, period, or will it be delimited to video gastroscopes, and choose the esophagus, and then send direction to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum bowl, the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex, use obtained at the cardiac period, or resection from the stomach, before withdrawal, scope, period, the patient is then turned around in the left lateral position, period, digital rectal exam is drawn, period, or will it be located to limpus video, colonoscopes, and choose the rectum, and then send direction to the cecum, which is taken for the presence of the penicillin or facility, cecal element complements of the fold. Period, the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, as you could obviously send a colon hepatic flexion, skull and spinal flexion, use any colon signal from the rectum. Period, retroflex use obtained at the rectum. Period, last number of prep score was. Great, this is a 9, 3-3-3, period. Excellent prep, the patient's eyes procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal metasophagus. Next time, there was evidence of early grade 8 ulcerative esophagitis. Next time, the Z line was mildly irregular at 36 centimeters from the brain block. Next time, there's evidence of gastric sleeve anatomy. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body peristology. Next time, there was evidence of mild duodenal nodularity, which was biopsied for their evaluation and histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Otherwise, common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was no evidence of peptic ulcer disease on my exam. Next line, acolonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 2 rectosigmoid colon polyps period. One was approximately 7 millimeters in size, and one was with cold snare polypectomy. And the other was diminutive incision room called biopsy polypectomy. There was signs of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. There were non-bleeding as well as hypertrophy 9 alpha pili. Next line plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. Patient reports being off PPI at this time. Kind of recommend restarting omeprazole 10 milligrams daily, 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, anterior reflex precautions are explained, avoid NSAID. Next line, recommend recall repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, pending path. Next line, follow up an office previous schedule. Next line, given anemia, would recommend TILCAM follow up, particularly if anemia is iron deficient. Thank you.